Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
Was the heavens all over this hall? If you truly came to worship, and you mean worship in your heart, how will it be? It's called a worship service. Lift your voice and make this moment personal. Make it personal and just worship Him. In your own words, by the Spirit, worship Him. You can kneel down, you can lie down, you can stand up, but what you should never be doing is sitting down. That's what you should never be doing. Unless you're very heavily pregnant, even if you're physically challenged, stand up. If you couldn't stand, stand now. The power of God is hitting your bones. If you have a physical illness, stand now. In the presence of God, no disease can stand. No pain can stand. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing. Everywhere you are, begin to worship Him. Just worship Him. Just worship Him. Just worship Him. Just worship Him from the depths of your heart. Come on, love songs, let's worship Him. Make His praise glorious. Make His praise glorious. Make His praise glorious. Make His praise glorious. Leya kaya, luze kaya, bute ya kate. Leya kate ya kate sante. Libre ko shende libre kete ya. Leba ya kato sante. Libre ke bona de kaya la dosha. Yes, Lord, we bless Your name. Hallelujah. We bless Your name. Hallelujah. We bless Your name. Oh, who can compare to You? Ikalade Shakaya. You're glorious and beautiful beyond description. Kilabarade Sundalibri Getaya Karu Shataya. The riches of Your wisdom pass understanding. Past searching. Unsearchable. Your power and Your might, who can withstand? And yet, in all of Your goodness, You have shown us mercy. You have called us Your own. You have accepted us in the beloved. You have poured out Your Spirit on us, even the Spirit of sonship, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. We worship You. Just wave those hands. Just wave those hands. We acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your presence. Don't be lazy. Wave those hands to Jesus. Don't be disconnected. Learn to keep your heart in worship. Wave those hands. We acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your presence, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. Sweet Holy Spirit, move in this place in a unique way today. Establish and perform the counsel of the Father. Make manifest your mind, even the mind of the Father, the mind of Christ. Unveil mysteries, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that men, as we receive this word, be perfected to do the will of God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Do miracles in this place. Communicate and distribute your blessings in this place. Spare nothing. Let every heart that cries to you live here with answers. Let everyone expectant here live here with manifestations. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We rejoice in your glory. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we have prayed, and the living church of the living Christ shout a big amen. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome everyone by your side. To your left and to your right. Make sure there will be nobody by your side that will remain a stranger. Make sure not one person will remain a stranger. Introduce yourselves and let them introduce themselves to you. Wow. Tell your neighbor, I'm excited you're the one by my side today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the first service, we spoke so much about the excellent glory, the nature of God that is in us, and the calling of God. We are called by and to the glory of God and His excellence. We spoke about God seeing us as the excellent ones. God seeing us as the excellent ones. In the eyes of God, we are excellent as He is, because we have His very nature. We are the very offsprings of our God. As He is, so are we right now, right here on this earth. And we started concluding by looking at that scripture, Psalms chapter 16, verse 3. Let's look at it again. Psalms chapter 16, verse 3. Here and now, I'm going to be dropping keys to excellence and how to live an excellent and a glorious life. You see, you must have visions of living an excellent life. You must believe and accept the concept of a life that is excellent, and you must accept it as your life.
that I am excellent and I'm going to live an excellent life, then you have to now demand it of yourself and insist on it. Because there are going to be temptations and there are going to be seductions. Temptations to convince you that what God says of you is a lie. Your life is not excellent. And you're just an ordinary guy, just an ordinary lady, just having an ordinary life. Who are you to think that you're going to be anything outstanding? There is no greatness to you. There is nothing spectacular about you. Just focus on surviving, trying to make it. Don't think too far. Dreams actually don't come true for people like you. There'll be temptations. The voice of the enemy, the voice of the accuser of brethren. And he will have a whole lot of stuff to validate his accusation. From your past experiences, from your past failures, from apparent and evident inadequacies, things you're looking at, places where you've been wanting and lacking in the past. He has a lot to prove and he has a lot to show. You see, the first temptation of the devil is always about identity. The devil attacks people's identity. To make you see yourself different from whom God calls you. Jesus comes out of the Jordan River as he was being baptized. As they dipped him in the water and he's coming out of the water, the Bible said that the heavens rented open and the voice of the Lord thundered. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. That's his identity, the son of God. My beloved son, that's identity. Now, he's led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. What's the first thing he attacks? His identity. If you are the son. The devil will always question what God calls you. The devil will always question what God calls you. And he will want to bring you to the natural realm. To prove that what he's saying is true. Can you see it? If you are the son of God, now you're hungry. Turn these stones to bread. He wants something natural. When he tempted Eve in the garden and Adam, it was still their identity. He said, when you eat of this, you will be like God. He's attacking their identity. You will be like God. Hello, they were created in God's image. They were like God already. So there'll be a temptation of the devil making you feel like you're not who God calls you. You're not what God says you are. Lift your hands everywhere. Say, I am who God says I am. Now, don't just say this as you're saying that anointing is coming on your life. Your faith is being strengthened. Shout it loud. Say, I am who God says I am. I am what God says I am. I have what God says I have. Say, I can do what God says I can do. Say, I have faith in God. I have faith in his word. Say, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by the natural occurrences of life. I'm not moved by the circumstances of life. Say, I refuse to be moved by them. Say, I'm only moved by the word of God. He who raises the dead and calls things that be not as though they were. That means God can speak to your end before you begin. God can look at a timid man hiding from his enemies, hiding from the challenges of life, and look at him and say, "Thou mighty man of valor." God can look at a man over 75 years of age, no child, still expecting, "Oh, when will I have my own child?" and rename him and call him Father of Nations. And yet no child, Father of Nations, calling those things that be not. So when you see what we read in Psalms chapter 16, make sure you hold on to it. This is who we are. This is who we are. Now, please get the messages of the first service, because that's where we laid this foundation. I'm jumping to the message of the first service is where we laid this foundation. Where we laid this foundation. You need to get that message. If you get it, you will get the ones I'm talking about now rightly. I want you to hold your neighbor. Psalms chapter 16, verse 3. Call him by his or her name. Say, "Mr. David." Say, "Hear the word of the Lord." Say, "This is the word of the Lord to you and I." One more time and read it very loud. One to go. "As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the..." How many of you are already redeemed through the blood of Jesus? How many of you are sanctified by the Holy Spirit? How many of you have Christ living in you? Say, "I'm the righteous." Now, do you remember the boldness of righteousness, right? So are you bold to call yourself a saint? A saint of our Lord Jesus Christ. "As for the saints who are where?" Who are where? Who are where? Every saint on the earth. Show yourself. Every saint on the earth, identify yourself. See, people that don't attend Wednesday service, it will be sounding somehow. "Ooh, me saint. Me, I'm pastor. Far from me too." In fact, let's follow everybody. Then they don't say, "I did not meet the same pass." Me saint. Pastor, don't try me. How can you keep yam and goat and leave them together? I'm not a saint, so you can't leave me as if I see sin, I sin. Don't try me. But you see, that's what you think. And the question is, who convinced you? The voice of the serpent. He knows that the day you eat of the fruit, your eyes will be open. To what? Were your eyes closed before? Everything God hid from you is for your destruction. Everything he revealed to you is for your upliftment. What is hidden is for his glory. Don't touch it. What is revealed is for the glory of man. You can touch that one. Don't touch it. If he's hidden, what is your eyes opening to? To what? The entrance of his word gives what? Light. And grants understanding to the simple. So whatever God wants you to know, he has revealed by his word. Beyond the word of God, what else do you want to know? Outside of God's word, what else should we know? This is he who calls things that be not as though they were. This is he who says a thing and it becomes what he says. God cannot lie, because when he says a thing, his word creates what he says. This is one who begins a work and is faithful to bring it to completion. That means if he says a thing, no matter where you were, no matter what you're going to go through, what he has said concerning you will not return to him void. It will accomplish and perform the purpose, fulfill the purpose for which it was sent. The word of God spoken does not return to him void. God is not a man that he should lie. Not a son of man that when he says a thing, he can come back and retrace back his words and repent of his own words, change his mind because he wasn't able. No. Lift your hands. Say, I serve the Almighty God. Say, I serve the all-powerful God. Say, when he says a word, his word becomes what he says. Say, if he calls me excellent, I am excellent. I am moved only by that word. Say, I have faith in that word. Say, I am excellent as my Father. Excellent in all my ways. Excellent in all things. Say, I am excellent. How many of you believe you're excellent? I pray that you hear the voice of God in my voice. I pray that the light of this truth flood your heart. That when you leave here, you're going to, you know, if your life was disorderly, if things were happening in your life anyhow, it's as if you're being tossed by the wind about like the waves of the sea, unstable. If there is nothing beautiful about your life, around your life, if you're feeling frustrated about life and you get to meditating on the kind of things we are teaching you. You stay there. You hear those words. You hear those words. You meditate on them. You pray. The Bible says, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the rhema of God. The word of God will come to you in your heart. You will hear God. And that begins a new season. You begin to see your life transform, metamorphose, change in form, change in figure from one state to another. You start seeing the glory of God that is deposited in your spirit. That glory of God that dwells on you, you start seeing it manifest. It starts emanating. It starts shining out. Suddenly, this life that was a mess becomes colorful. We are the excellent ones. Now hear this. In whom is all of the Father's delight? All of his delight. In no way, on no account, is God displeased with us. I am my Father's delight. The thought that fills his heart. Oh, Chinecherem Kai. I am my Father's delight. Oh, where are our love songs that I have trained? I am my Father's delight. I am my Father's delight. The thought that fills his heart. The thought that fills his heart. I am an excellent one. The very excellence of God. The very excellence of his glory. And so that becomes the expectation. You see, the Bible says Christ in us, the hope of glory. That means the expectation of glory. The fact that Christ is in us, I expect to live a life of glory. I expect to walk in victory. I expect to live in divine health. I expect to prosper by the blessing of the Lord. I expect to be full of wisdom and function with divine wisdom. I
expect to walk in the light and never stumble in darkness, because the Lord, the Christ, is the light of my life. I expect deliverance from the plans of the enemy, from wicked men who do not have faith, from the scepter of the wicked, because he's my tower of safety. He's my shield. Christ in me is the expectation. So if you're the excellent one, you've got to expect to live an excellent life. It's an expectation. There has to be a vision of excellence. You have to believe for it. Your heart has to be open to it. Your mind has to be open to it. You've got to believe for it. You've got to lay hold of it.
You see, I'm about to say something. I want you to listen carefully. And some time ago, I was praying. I'm praying and praying and asking the Lord about certain things. And he said to me, he said, son, he said, what your heart is reaching for is on the other side of another level of order and effectiveness. He said, if you want to enjoy me, embrace the concept of excellence. What your heart is reaching for is on the other side of effectiveness and order. And that's where excellence starts from. Excellence starts with order. If you're going to be excellent, one of the key things is that you must learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit to establish order. Everybody say order. Come on, say order. If you came in here and this speaker is hanging here, this other one is down there, the pulpit is not aligned, it's somewhere, and chairs are just everywhere. Pick a chair wherever you want to sit. Some people, and there are different vacant places. When you come in, there'll be nothing splendorous about the place. Wherever there is disorder, there can be excellence. If you want to become excellent, the first key is to establish order. Establish order. And one way to establish order is to do the right thing the first time. That's how to establish order. Doing the right thing the first time. There are people that live without restraint. They live their lives without boundaries. They are reckless. They are careless and they are callous. So for them, life is about how they feel. When they feel like doing this, so they say, I just do what makes me happy. I just do how I feel. That's how you know that there is something wrong somewhere. You don't become excellent by doing what makes you happy. You don't even become a great success by doing what makes you happy. In fact, most of the things you've got to do that benefits you greatly and makes you a great success and makes you outstanding are things that don't make you happy. You have to learn to enjoy it while doing it, because you know the reward set before you. You know, like a woman that is carrying pregnancy, most women don't enjoy the experience. Even ones that God has so much had mercy on, and they don't experience a whole lot of things. Just the heaviness of the stomach. When they are lying down, how uncomfortable they are. How they can't just lie down on their back. They have to lie by one side. When the baby starts kicking. Now talk of the experience. Where the ones that have to go through different symptoms, spitting, doing other things, their body starts changing. By the last 3 weeks before delivery, the nose starts reporting. The faces start reporting. You know, okay, something is about to happen. My wife is smiling. And then they have to go into the delivery room and push. And some have to have their belly opened, caught, have a CS. Don't tell me that experience is what anybody wants. And that experience is as they are going to, I'm happy I'm spitting. But what makes a woman excited through that process, learn to love it, that even pray for it, goes through the first one. You see some women say, I can't go through this again. Even some women, I used to tell men, when you decide how many children you want to have, that is your decision. How many children you want to have is between your wife and God. You don't know it. Whatever she agrees with you is to make you comfortable. You'll be thinking that after this experience, the next she's praying for another one. You're seeing somebody who was crying in the labor room. Delivery room. Shouting, Jesus, I didn't know this would be like this. The next 5 months, baby is still breastfeeding. You say, I have my target date. I want to finish all births by this time. She wants another one. Immediately. What's that? Jesus, seeing the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. People who are outstanding don't enjoy the process. They go through the process and make it enjoyable for themselves, because what they enjoy is the outcome. Those who live life by how they feel, live life based on pleasure, comfort, and convenience, never come out successful and never do anything outstanding in life. For the oil to flow, the olive has to be crushed. For the wine to flow, the grapes have to be crushed. It takes a crushing process to bring us something sweet on the other side. So you want to live an excellent life, you have to accept the discipline of order. Somebody said the discipline of order. Whenever you see someone that order inconveniences, order irritates, whenever you want to create order, the person starts feeling irritated, starts feeling like, what is it now? You're doing too much. What you're seeing is someone who doesn't have a vision of excellence. Don't despise him. Don't look down on him. Don't feel superior. Just go somewhere in all humility and say, Father, I thank you. I would have been like that, but your mercy found me. Your word has taught me. Lord, I thank you. Be patient. Find a way to teach, but never learn his ways. Never learn his ways. Never fellowship with the mindset of failures. Failure and mediocrity loves company. They like moving in mass. Outstanding successes fly alone. Have you ever seen eagles flying in a flock? When we talk about quantum leaps, you can think about eagle and its flight. They mount up with wing as eagles. Those who mount up don't follow the discipline of the masses. Don't follow what everybody. For you to be outstanding, you have to stand out. You have to stand out from what everybody else is doing. You have to embrace the discipline. The discipline of order. You have to bring back order to your life. Bring back order to your life. Bring back order to your home. Bring back order to your faith and your walk with God. Stop worshiping God anyhow. Stop serving God anyhow. Bring back order to your work. Bring back order to everything you do. Create order. Somebody say order. Come on, shout it louder. Say order. Pastor Victor, hear me. No excellent man can comfortably stay in a system where order does not exist. Order irritates mediocres, but disorderliness irritates excellent men. Let me say that. Order irritates mediocres because they don't want to go through the rigorous labor. They don't want to go through the discipline, to go through what it takes. They will rather do things when they want, how they want, how they feel. So when you create a system of excellence and create order in your life, and you begin to see some friends, some people who start feeling irritated, start feeling like you're doing too much, don't cut down on your dreams of excellence because some people around you refuse to dream. Never reduce your dream because your dreaming high makes someone else by your side uncomfortable. Wave your hands if you're getting what I'm saying. Come on, say I hear. So stand your ground. Sit down, sir. Stand your ground. Demand and insist on excellence. And there will be days where you may not get it all right. But at least you know from what you've fallen. You know what you've missed, the mark you've missed. So you know what to repent unto. You know what to repent back to. You know what to change back to. There will be days you will be off, and even the Holy Spirit will pat you on the back and say, my daughter, calm down. Take a breather. Sip the juice. Take care of yourself and sleep a little more. For your Lord gives his beloved sleep. Calm down. Move at the pace of grace. There will be times when you will not feel up to it, and God will show forth. But the point is, every excellent person has a laser vision, a clear vision of a life of excellence. They want it, they desire it, they know they are able to attain it, and they pursue it. They go for it. That's something you want to want. I said in the first service, and I'm closing, I'm going to say it in the second service. One of the key trainings of the Spirit that the Lord is putting in my heart, he said, go now and retrain my people. For some people, it will be a retraining because we've been trained before, and somewhere, somehow, some may have lost sight of it. For some people, it's a retraining, not because we've lost sight of it, but because there is another level of excellence, another degree of glory, that what God wants from us is going to be beyond the level of effectiveness we have now. We have to rise. You see, a new wine requires a new wine skin. What God wants from us is another level of effectiveness, another level of being efficient, another level of order. And God is arousing our hearts, stirring us up, awakening. You've got to believe your answers when you pray, but much more, you have to behave what you believe about your answers. There are certain things you're asking God for, certain levels of desires you have, that if you are true to yourself, for that thing to manifest, this version of you has to change. this version of you will not be able to handle the level of prosperity you're asking for, the level of lifting you're asking for. There has to be another level of efficiency, another level of effectiveness. And you just know that. You just know that. What worked for certain levels won't work for greater levels. Wave your hands if I'm talking to you. A wise man once said, if you want a lion's share, you must have a lion's heart. It takes a lion's heart to eat the lion's share. You must behave in manners that are consistent, in manners that are very consistent, manners that are in accordance to the manifestations of your answer. How many of you want quantum leaps, experiences, and blessings this year? If you don't want, keep your hands down. But if you want, wave your hands. This year, I prophesy, you are receiving multiple, multiple quantum leaps in the name of Jesus Christ. And not in just one project, not in just one area of your life, in multiple areas of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you meant that amen when you said it? If you meant it, think about it again. What you're saying is, I agree and I stamp it in faith and let it be so. So if you're believing it and you mean it, shout your loudest amen. Now, the answer to this prophecy, the answer to this prophecy means that you can't be sleeping the way you've been sleeping. There's another level of order that has to enter your life. Means that there are certain things you've got to study to know more. God does not promote ignorance. Grace multiplies when knowledge multiplies. There are certain things that have to shift in your life. So see how quantum leaps happens this way. It means somebody, I am preparing to teach you quantum leaps. It means somebody knows exactly that he's about to rain. So he starts doing things preparing for rain. When exactly it will rain, he doesn't know. But he has a witness it's about to happen. So he starts getting ready, preparing vessels, preparing things, preparing things, preparing things. And when the clouds are full, they empty themselves. You see, what people call suddenly is an outburst of a due season that someone has been preparing in the hidden where no one was watching him. So people call it suddenly, but the guy knows it's not just suddenly. He's been preparing for this. He's been getting ready for this. Before your manifestation, before the new wine, there has to be a new wineskin. God's getting you ready. And one of the keys is to make you more excellent. Stand on your feet. Make you more excellent. Make you more excellent. Do you know what the habit of lateness, the indiscipline and the disease of lateness can do to a person? When you were in school, late, always late to lectures. You are walking now, late to work. Every time. In fact, for you to even come early for any reason is because you've been fired a few times. Or the threat of being fired. Anywhere there is no threat, you're late. Church, late. Meeting, late. Do you understand what that means? Do you know how quantum leaps work? You keep preparing, you keep preparing. And God, through the prophetic, creates a moment. It's called Kairos. Your season just comes. Your time just comes. Your moment comes. When that moment comes, you're either among the five wise virgins or you are among the five foolish virgins. And one thing about life is that God didn't create life to move in linear movement, in linear direction. God created life to move in cycles. That means when you miss your moment, it takes another cycle for you to come again. The opportunity will come again, but sometimes it takes years. There are moments people lose. I told you a story of a man that a man of God I know gave an opportunity, talked to the governor on his behalf. The governor said, because of you, sir, I'm going to give that contract to him. He said, that guy has been coming to him. Generational poverty has been dealing with him. He now decided to help him. At least this area, let them give him this contract. The governor calls the commissioner. The commissioner comes. They fix a meeting at a particular time. He said he wanted to be there himself. So he came earlier, sat even before the governor came. Commissioner came, they greeted, said governor has briefed him. Governor came inside. Where is the guy? He was not there. He kept calling him. He said, I'm on my way, sir. He was late. After a while, the governor said, I can't wait. And if this young man is late, he lost that contract. You see, lateness to church, lateness to work, lateness to meetings, lateness to school that he didn't deal with. When the Kairos moment for a quantum leap happened, he missed it. For God to give you your new level, he has to change you to a new man. There is something, there is a retraining you've got to go through. You have to start behaving like the answers you're dreaming of. Wave your hands. Look at that scripture and read it with your neighbor. 1, 2, go. How many things? People who are excellent do everything in order. They are wearing casuals in order. That word decently is excellently. Excellently, that's what it means. Everything excellent must be in order. They go home, order. You enter their room, order. When you go back, check your room. If your room is disorderly, there are blessings you can't come into. That debt, that being dirty, that being disorganized in your room is costing you something outside. I'm not preaching for you. Don't say, it doesn't matter. If I just make money, you go wound yourself. I know a friend that is dirty. If I just make money, I get somebody that is fixing it. Get somebody that is fixing it now. Check your shoe. The state of your shoe is saying something about your future. Excellence is not expensive. Excellence is order. Excellence is what? Lift your hands. Wherever you are, from the depths of your heart, pray as if your life depends on it. In the spirit, begin to decree and declare, the spirit of excellence in me finds expression. The spirit of excellence in me finds expression. Pray in the spirit, please pray. All of you in the gallery, all of you in the overflow, pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Stronghold that had made me condone, accept, excuse disorderliness, is shattered. I resist every form of disorderliness. I resist. I will not be ordinary in any area of my life. I'm outstanding. I'm excellent in all things. Every excuse that I have embraced, every limiting belief is shattered, is destroyed. Fear the light of this world. Fear the light of this world. I embrace excellence. I embrace the visions of excellence. I embrace the spirit of excellence.
Lekaladesh. Lingradeya. Just lift your hands and begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father, for all you do. Thank you for a mighty word. Thank you for preparing us for quantum leaps. Thank you for what you're doing in this season, in this hour, in this moment. To you be all the glory. And here, Lord, I speak. As these men and women go forth from here into the society, into the world, indeed to do different things in all spheres, I declare, by the anointing of God's Spirit, you excel in all spheres. You excel in all fields. You excel in all things. By the anointing of God's Spirit, in the name of Jesus, you operate with an excellent mind. You refuse and you resist the temptation to accept disorderliness. I command whatever was out of order in your life comes back to order now. Let there be a divine alignment. Let there be a supernatural realignment in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody that receives and believes this, give the Lord a big praise.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.